Jim Spirits, March 17th, 2012, forward operating base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with a Marine Cobra pilot who has a New Mexico connection. Sir, please tell me your name.
I'm Captain Chris Bebo.
Captain, how old are you?
28.
Now, we were talking earlier. What's your New Mexico connection? I saw you come up and look at my yellow hat here. What's up? What's your connection?
I was born and raised there, went to high school in Moriarty, graduated there in 2002, and graduated from UNM in 2006 with a history degree.
Excellent, excellent. And so then you were commissioned and then went to flight school and became a Cobra helicopter pilot, is that correct?
Correct.
Is this your first deployment?
No, this is my second.
Where were you before?
I was in Afghanistan as well in 2010.
For the audience that's going to be listening to this and for historical purposes, tell us a little bit about what your mission is, not getting detailed or anything, but what the Cobra pilot does in support of the ground troops.
My mission is plain and simply to support the ground troops, whether by fire or by even just being the mean, scary-looking aircraft that makes a lot of noise and has a real big gun. My primary job is to deter any type of enemy forces, and if they do decide they want to pick a fight, then I finish it.
Now, you mentioned to me that you have a history degree, and I like to call myself a historian. We're kind of here at a real pivotal time in history, and New Mexico is celebrating its centennial, its 100-year anniversary here in 2012. Tell me a little bit about your thoughts about being involved in a historical mission this time in your life. How does it make you feel?
I hadn't really thought about it before. I just sort of, I'm here because there's people that need my help.
How long have you been in the Marines now?
I was commissioned in 2006.
So you've got about 6 years in already. Will you continue and make this a career?
I'm not really sure. I don't know.
What drove you to become a Cobra pilot?
Well, it was actually pure luck, where I didn't really care what I flew whatsoever. It was I flipped a coin, and that's what it came out as, and that's what the Marine Corps selected me to fly.
Now, when I see you fly, I see a... You know, I like these Cobras and these Hueys because, you know, they're built around the time I was born, some of them. I'm not that young, actually. But this is a really good bird, this Cobra.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fantastic. It's a lot of fun to fly.
And I think it's a lot cheaper to build than those Apaches. What do you think?
I have no idea.
Trust me, it is.
All right.
What do you tell the next young man from Moriarty, say he's 18 years old and he has the aspirations that you wanted to do? What kind of advice do you give him if he wants to become a Marine aviator in the rotor wing side of things?
Stay out of trouble. Stay out of trouble and make sure you're doing all right in school.
You have family back home?
I do.
You want to say hello to them?
Just to all my family, friends, I love you all and I can't wait to see you again.
Captain, thanks for taking the time out. Keep the dirty side down and be safe out there.
Thank you.
This is Jim Spirit, March 17th, 2012, forward operating base Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.